We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Forget about whether or not you would take 2-2. The question is, would you predict 2-2?
Because I have no idea.
As is their tradition, on Tuesdays, it's time for you to pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
As the co-commissioner with Brayton, if Howard picks the Bills, do we wait for the week to finish?
I say no.
No.
Well,
yeah, right.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Bills, Chargers, Sunday 1 o'clock, looking like a nice day for some football.
Is Scorefest one word or two words?
Uh-oh.
Scorefest. Bills win.
Josh going to throw it behind him. DeBeasy going to throw it again to a man wide open. Gabriel Davis, touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo!
We're working with the city on an interactive museum where Bills fans can walk in and press any game in Bills history and hear your pick of it at the time.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
That Scorefest thing didn't really work out very much, did it?
No, 27-17 doesn't count as a Scorefest. Yeah.
No, I need a guarantee from you.
Okay.
And your fellow commissioner. We're picking the Bills today.
Yep.
I am not picking the Bills again after the Steelers game is played.
No,
this
you're
week.
Picking the Bills after the Steelers.
No, not unless
a significant injury or something.
Injury.
Right.
Yes.
Something big comes out of that game.
Roethlisberger. I will even list the players we will accept.
Okay.
Okay.
Roethlisberger.
We're going to arbitration here on which players we'll accept. You'll pick them again if.
Unless.
Roethlisberger goes down.
Okay. I'll throw in either you want Claypool or
nope.
Schuster, or you want both receivers colliding and both blowing out ACLs.
Okay. It's Roethlisberger or two
or.
Receivers.
Yeah.
Or. One of their stud
pass rushers, right. Got to be right, T.J. Watt or Bud Dupree or somebody.
Have we agreed to terms here?
That's fine.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll humor you guys. You know who else I would throw in, even though he's not a pass rusher, but is really
Minka
important?
Fitzpatrick?
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Look at you getting cocky, throwing
Look
another
you.
One.
Well, only because he's so good back there. And if for some reason he wasn't playing, I'd feel better about the chance of having a vertical passing game against the Steelers defense.
Well,
but anyway,
way,
we're getting
last
ahead of
week
ourselves.
You picked them to beat Pittsburgh, so we'll see what happens. But one game at a time, we can only go one game at a time. Bills are 8-3, and they're going to Arizona to play San Francisco, just like everybody thought all along.
Hey, will there be fans? Because Arizona was allowed to have, right? Lorenzo Alexander was at the last Bills game. I wonder if they're going to sell tickets, allow fans. What do you do?
That's a good question.
Could you?
It's a Monday night.
You can't exactly allow the Bills or the Niners to bring fans in. I feel that's not COVID friendly.
Well, I mean, if you were to allow fans, would Arizona fans go and root against San Francisco? If hypothetically, let's chew on the other foot.
The
this,
Niners
right?
are a game behind Arizona.
Right. If the Dolphins had to make up a game and they played it here, and you were allowed to go, would you go
just to root against them?
Just to heckle the Dolphins?
Yeah, I would go just to throw snow at their bus.
All right.
Yeah.
Bills Niners Monday Night Football.
I'm nervous about this one, boys.
Yeah. This has been your most flip-flop game on the schedule.
I detest this game. I really hate this game. For those of you that don't like people who flip-flop, I'm really sorry about the 49ers game. I honestly don't know. I really changed my mood on that week to week, and I watched a little bit of the game the other day, Red Zone. They got some guys back on defense. They looked really good. They made Jared Goff and the Rams offense look really kind of icky. They're making it work with Mullins somehow. I don't know how I can pick them to lose without Garoppolo and Kittle, but I'm going to pick the Bills to lose this game on Monday.
Boy.
Boy, I'm going to leave for the day because people are going to be mad at you.
I'm just going to close out Twitter at this point.
By doing this, if they lose, we start a brand new narrative. We ditch the third quarter narrative, and now we talk about the prime time.
Or, no, we talk about they can't win in Arizona.
Are the Bills not ready for primetime? They'd be 0-3 in night games this year.
Mm. Hey, Brady's got a bad primetime record, too.
So, Jeremy, you said we're picking the Dolphins, too, as we go, right?
Howard suggested that.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I've
got their schedule.
Dolphins
gonna do it?
Face the Bengals. Yeah. I pick the Dolphins to win.
I will track your picks right here. I've got their schedule. Go ahead.
Bills, Sunday night, winless in primetime, home Pittsburgh.
Third game in 12 days for the Steelers. They'll be exhausted. I'll keep that as a win, actually.
All right. And I'll pick the Dolphins to lose.
We should talk about maybe them moving that game to like Monday or Tuesday. Just because if the Steelers, three games in 12 days, maybe they haven't really looked all the way. Right? Their next one is Tuesday?
Their next one will be Monday. They play Monday against Washington.
Monday. So
they'll have the same break as the Bills to recover.
Okay.
But three games in 12 days, that's a lot of football. I mean, it really is. And
Check the Bills to win this on a regular schedule anyway last week.
I'll check the NBC holiday special and see if there's any Christmas shows they can't preempt on Monday or Tuesday that week. So we'll see. Maybe they would. I don't think they would move it. I think they would keep it on Sunday.
Del Reed's tweeted in that you're dead to him.
Wow.
That's hard.
Wow, that is hard.
You lose Del. I don't know.
I've purchased products from him before. I'm like, I expect somebody on Twitter, just an average listener, to say you're dead to me. But
listen,
I'm a customer, for goodness sake.
When faced with Del versus anybody, Del wins. I'm sorry. So I think you're dead to me.
All right, that's it. I'll make it a tie. It's a tie.
Bills lose to San Francisco, beat Pittsburgh at Denver. Not quite prime time, but spotlight game.
Saturday 4:30 game?
So we're going to count it.
Yes.
Even though they just did beat Pittsburgh.
You're
going to
count that. Okay, then that's a win. There's your primetime win.
And you already gave it to him last week against Pittsburgh.
Right.
Though, look, now they own primetime.
And the Dolphins.
And you were worried.
The
Dolphins play home against New England.
In what is going to be the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
You're picking the Dolphins to win that game.
Win it.
Okay. So the Dolphins are 8-4, 8-5, 9-5.
And the Bills are 10-4. They're one game back.
Yep.
Bills at Patriots.
I will take a win, good sir. They will go in there, and their defense will frustrate Cam Newton. Hey, I'll look up the numbers again. I stopped once Brady left. But one thing we can say about Sean McDermott, his defenses against New England have done the job. They have been very effective against New England. So I will take the Bills to win that game.
Can we talk about Cam Newton's game log at some point?
It's probably pretty hideous. There's a 300, probably a 90-yard game.
155, 397, 162, 157, 90.
90, yeah, right.
174, 274,
yeah.
And then 118, 365, and then 84.
Yeah, go figure it.
In different games, they've had games where he throws it 44 times and games he's thrown it 17, 15, 18.
Yeah.
It's a really – 1 week it'll be how he threw it all over the place, and the next it's, 4 yards an attempt. Cam, are you cooked?
Yeah.
They beat Arizona. He threw for 84 yards.
Right.
QBR was a 6.
I feel like one of us could have had a 6 QBR if we played
Howard,
that game.
That's not even his lowest QBR for the year.
6?
He had a 3.9.
Which game?
San Francisco.
Oh, they were awful in that game.
Yeah.
That game was over after by halftime.
Great games and some hideous games.
Yeah.
So anyway, you picked the Bills to
beat New England
Patriots and go to 10 and 5.
Miami is playing at Vegas.
Mm-hmm. And that game I have is a Vegas win. So celebrate, Bills. You've won the division for the first time since 95.
That would be on Saturday. By the way, that'd be Saturday night, the 26th.
Yes.
And the Bills would play on the 28th. So that game would be for the division if they win it, right? Because that puts Miami at what?
9-6.
9-6. And the Bills would win to go to 10-5?
Yes.
And then it'd be over.
And then clinch the tiebreaker.
Yeah. The Bills have the tiebreaker on division record.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's my scenario. Very good, Brayton. Way to follow along with the game plan here.
It would be fun to have the win and clinch at New England on a Monday night. That'd be pretty great.
Yeah. Celebrate in New England.
With
masks on, by the way. So just celebrate with masks on in Foxborough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then,
and then Bills, Miami, who cares?
I don't even know how to pick that one because I'm not sure who's playing.
Gotcha.
All right.
Matt Barkley might be playing.
All right, so you're picking...
I'll pick a tie. 10-5-1.
Picking a tie.
NC, no contest. I'll take a win. Make them what?
12-4.
12-4.
12-4. Fine. Make them 12-4.
So that
12-4 season.
That means with using playoutpredictors.com and simulating out all the other games and then picking the Dolphins Bills schedule from here on out, the Bills would be matching up in the AFC wildcard round against the Cleveland Browns as
Book
the
it.
Number 4 seed.
Book it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you just got to figure out how to keep Nick Chubb from running for 200 yards.
Okay, so that's a win.
And from Myles Garrett from single-handedly destroying your offensive
actually,
line.
Yeah.
I forgot
Myles
about
Garrett.
Him. Myles Garrett. Yeah, that could be.
Are you still picking a win?
Yeah.
Okay. The other matchups that you would have to focus on, Titans would face the Colts.
Am I getting paid extra for this part?
No.
I want a comp day.
Take it up with management.
Titans-Colts, that's a good one.
You want another day off.
3-6. 3-6 matchup.
I was hoping I could sail that one through without you catching that one, Jeremy. Hey, who's off later this week?
Me, I'm due.
What was it? I'm sorry, Titans.
3-6 matchup.
Titans.
Okay.
Titans, yeah.
So then 2-7 Pittsburgh Vegas.
Oh man, I would love to pick the Steelers to lose, but
I'm
going to
say this, and yeah. I'm not. I don't want you guys to treat this like Vegas eating a flip flop. Okay.
Yeah.
Where I have to hear about it every day, all the time. I can't wait for
Pittsburgh
to
lose
in the playoffs.
I know.
I
really want to pick.
Wait. For them to lose in the playoffs.
This is less about me being sold on Pittsburgh and more on not seeing Derek Carr go into Pittsburgh and win a playoff game in January against that defense.
So are you picking Vegas
then? No, I'll pick the Steelers.
Oh,
I just don't see I don't see Carr being able to pull that off.
So then we go to the divisional round, and that will feature the Bills facing the Chiefs as the number 4 seed.
I was hoping somehow it was going to be the Steelers so I could say
I don't like that smoke.
Well, I want that smoke. I want Pittsburgh.
Well... If the Vegas Raiders happen to beat the Steelers, then it would be the Bills facing the Titans and then the Raiders facing the Chiefs.
I'd take the Bills to beat the Titans. I don't take them to beat Kansas.
You officially confused me now. I don't know which games we have picked and haven't picked.
All right, so the picks are Bills, Titans,
Bills,
Steelers
Chiefs.
In the playoffs, in the wild card round, and then in the divisional round, the Bills would face the Chiefs, and then
Kansas
the Titans
City.
Would pick the Steelers.
Kansas City and Tennessee.
Okay.
A rematch of last year's AFC game.
Hey, Dell tweeted back at me and said the tie redeemed me. So I'm back in the good graces of Dell Reed because I picked the tie. Thanks, Dell.
He's lying to you to make you feel better.
Hey, that's fine. I don't care about truth. I just want to feel, I feel so bad. I didn't want to make Dell angry at me. He does such a great job and he's been so good for the community and I'm on his you-know-what list. I mean, I don't want Cole for Christmas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!